Okay, one of the shilas that came up recently that I didn't get a chance to speak about Thursday night, but came up in our yeshiva, and whenever Ner Chanukah shilas come up in our yeshiva, it's always a little extra exciting because there's been some healthy debate among the poskim of our yeshiva how to handle certain Ner Chanukah shilas, Ner Chanukah situations. So one that came up unique to this year, Rabbi Kalinsky mentioned to me, is about those students who are in quarantine over Chanukah. So those who live in the New York area, they go home and they do their quarantine at home. But those who don't live in the New York area, they certainly can't travel if they're infected with the virus or if they've had exposure to the virus. So they have a quarantine floor in one of the dorms, and they're up on that floor, and they're in their room all alone. So most of the students light in the lobby of their dorm, but these students are not allowed in the lobby of their dorm. So the shaila is, what do they do? So if they were able to light in their dorm room, that luchara would be the best. Now, strictly speaking, from a halachic perspective, there would be no problem with lighting in the dorm room, even though they're all alone. It's true, the Mishmura tells us that if you come home late at night, and you haven't lit Ner Chanukah, you haven't been Yotzei the Mitzvah yet, and there are other people that are in your house that are sleeping, you can wake somebody up in order to fulfill Pirsumei Nisa, because it's better to fulfill Pirsumei Nisa by having other people watching it. What about the terrible issue of Gezel Shena? So the answer, of course, is that there is no such issue called Gezel Shena. There's a mitzvah called V'Ahavta L'Re'echa Kamo, that you're supposed to be nice to other people, and most people don't think it's very nice to wake them up, but if it's for the sake of a mitzvah, most people would relish the opportunity to be able to participate in the mitzvah. But if you are all alone, you're traveling somewhere, let's say, and you're all alone and you have no other option, so of course you can light by yourself, and the Pirsumei Nisa even to yourself would be enough. The problem is that we don't in our yeshiva, and in most yeshivas I think, they do not allow lighting Ner Chanukah in dorm rooms, because that would involve a serious amount of sakana. In general, Neros Chanukah, one should always be very careful. We have to remember Chamira Sakanta Me Isura, that we have to treat sakana very, very seriously. And when you add to that the fact that every single year there are issues relating to fires that result from Neros Chanukah, the Chilul Hashem that involves, that a mitzvah is going to cause damage, that a mitzvah is going to cause harm or injury or lo aleinu worse, that's just a chil Hashem of another madrega. So one has to be very, very careful when it comes to sakana related issues, and therefore it is a reasonable and good rule that yeshivos have that you're not allowed to light in your dorm room. So good, so this guy is not going to be allowed to light in his dorm room. So now what does he do? So again, under normal circumstances you light in the lobby, and that's because the best place to light is, the Gemara says, not like we think, by the, you know, the Gemara talks about lighting by the mezuzah miyamin, Ner Chanukah mismal, and you're surrounded by mitzvahs, and the Medrash adds, and if you're wearing tzitzis, even more so. So it's like chutah meshulash of mitzvahs. But the Pesach that you're really supposed to light at is the Pesach HaChotzer, not by the Pesach HaBayis. The batim open up, you have several houses that open up into one chotzer. Families share that chotzer. They use it for the kids to play, and they do their laundry, and they do other things in that chotzer. And then that chotzer opens up into a mavoi. Al Pesach HaChotzer, that's where you're supposed to light. That's why the Chasam Sofer writes that it's a violation of Kol Kavud Bas Melech Penima for women to light Neros Chanukah. What was he thinking? Where did that come from? Because if they were lighting Al Pesach HaChatzer, it was like a whole social scene where they were lighting. It was like because it was all the families together. Our minig, I think, is that most single girls do light. I think one of Rabbi Willig's daughters, Bas Mitzvah Drasha, was on the topic of whether a single girl should light Neros Chanukah. I think Rav Soloveitchik said that his practice was that even married women should light Neros Chanukah. He did not agree with the idea of Ishto Kigufo when it comes to Kiyum Mitzvah. When it comes to Kiyum Mitzvah, we normally do not apply Ishto Kigufo. But anyway, so typically speaking, you'd light Al Pesach HaChatzer. So if you're lighting Al Pesach HaChatzer, that would be the ideal place to light. So if you hold that the lobby is the Pesach HaChatzer, then that's wonderful. The thing is, it's not so poshut that the lobby is the Pesach HaChatzer. On the one hand, it's like a chatzer because you have all these individual dorm rooms that open up into the common area, and then the entrance of the common area out to the street would seem like a Pesach HaChatzer. But on the other hand, we don't really use the lobby of a building, of an apartment building, of a dorm, the same way they would use a chatzer. The way they use the chatzer in Talmudic times is they would do everything in the chatzer. Their homes were very tiny. Their homes were a single room that maybe had like an oven in the middle to separate the bedroom from the kitchen or whatever. I mean, they were a single room home. It wasn't really anything. So most of the time they would spend, certainly in good climates in the Middle East, they would spend outside in the chatzer, and they would do things in the chatzer. We use our lobbies and our hallways just as a way to pass through, just as a place to go, to walk through. So that's where Rav Shachter and the Chazon Ish, Rav Shachter Passels like the Chazon Ish, that lighting by the lobby does not fulfill the mitzvah, unlike Rav Willick, who follows the shita of the Brisker Rav, that it is a Pasach HaChatzer. So it could be that lighting in the lobby is good. That's what the Brisker Rav and Moreno Rav Willick shlita hold. But this fellow doesn't have that option of lighting by the lobby because he's in quarantine. Now what does he do? So there are a few options, and then there were three basic approaches that the poskim of our yeshiva have taken. Option number one is maybe he's patur from hadlaka anyway, because the halacha is ner yishu beisa. The halacha is you only need one ner for each household. Yes, we do the mahadrin and the mahadrin min the mahadrin, but really ner yishu beisa, you're already mekayim the mitzvah, and this boy's parents are lighting at home. So if he's a single guy and his parents are lighting at home, so l'chora he's still considered part of the bias that his parents are. The problem is that he may not be considered one of the bnei bias for a number of reasons. First of all, certainly if he's financially independent, he would not be one of the bnei abayis. If you were married, he would also not be one of the bnei abayis, but obviously we're talking about boys in the dormitory who are not yet married. But there's another reason why he may not be the bnei abayis, and that is that he's not living in that house. He lives in the yeshiva. He lives in the dorm. So he's not one of the bnei abayis, according to many poskim. So this is a famous machlokas between largely the Sephardic poskim and the Ashkenazi poskim. The Sephardic poskim always thought that if a yeshiva bachur is in yeshiva, he doesn't need to light Neres Chanukah. He's yotzei with the Ner Chanukah that his parents light at home. That's what Rav Avadya Yosef writes and many of the other great Sephardic poskim. The Ashkenazi poskim typically took a different view and said that no, he's not one of the Bnei Abayis, he lives in the yeshiva, and therefore he's not yotzei with the lighting that goes on at home. Moreno Rav Willick Shlita sides with the Sephardim on this. He sides with Rav Avadya Yosef on this issue and thinks that you are yotzei with the lighting that is done at home. Rav Shechter, on the other hand, not only holds that you're not yotzei with the lighting that's done at home when you're living in the yeshiva, he held that even a chayal, a soldier on the base, is also not yotzei with the lighting that's done at home. He's no longer part of the bnei abayis. So even if a person, let's say, is yotzei with the lighting done at home, then you also have a shaila about the birchas haroah, meaning the bottom line is this boy is not seeing any ner chanukah. He's not involved in witnessing any ner chanukah. And the Gemara tells us that if someone didn't see ner chanukah yet, he should at least say the bracha. Even if he's not lighting, he should say the bracha of shasanisim. But there's a machlokas Rishonim, what if you were mekayim the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah without having seen Ner Chanukah? Meaning someone lit for you at home, you weren't there, you didn't see it, do you still recite a Birch Saroah? Or is Birch Saroah only for someone who has not been mekayim the mitzvah at all? So Rabbi Sabalevsky suggested the best thing to do is to go on Zoom and have his parents light in their house, be on Zoom when your parents are lighting their house, listen to them say the bracha of Shasa Nisim, answer Amen, and that way maybe you're being mekayim the Birch Saroah. Are you mekayim over Zoom? I don't know. What do you hold about Zoom in general? Those are the old shilas that we've had throughout the year about whether one can be mekayim. You can certainly answer Amen. It's not an Amen Yisoma, right? That's enough in a Gemara Masecha Sukkah that in Beis Knesses of Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim they would wave the flags and indicate to people when to answer Amen, because just knowing that a bracha was recited is enough reason to answer Amen. But anyway, that is all possibility number one. So possibility number one is don't do anything. Be yotzei with your parents at home. Yotzei with your parents at home, and then just watch it on Zoom and answer Amen to the Birch Saroah, just in case you have a chiyuv of Birch Saroah. Another possibility is using an electrical menorah, using an electrical device. What are the problems? Why, Taka, don't we use an electric menorah? It would be so much safer. Shouldn't we, if it works, shouldn't we do it all the time? So one of the reasons that we don't use an electrical menorah is because you need enough oil at chetich l'regel min ashuk. And that would mean, let's say I were to set up a menorah with a tiny, tiny amount of oil, but I have a plan. I asked somebody to have a beaker or some dropper nearby, and to every 2 minutes come and drop a little more oil into my nair. That does not work. It does not, because I don't have the amount of oil on hand at the Shas Hadlaka. At the Shas Hadlaka, you need the amount of oil at Shtich L'Regel Min HaShuk. When you plug in an electrical menorah, yes, there will be electricity that runs through and continues to supply that light, but that electricity is not all present at the Shas Hadlaka. The way to solve that problem is don't use a plug-in electric menorah, use a battery-powered electric menorah, then all the fuel source is there from the very outset. Another issue is that it's not ish, that most of the lights that we use nowadays don't have a din of fire, but maybe an incandescent bulb would be different if you could find a light that's an incandescent bulb. So many poskim, Reb Chaim Ozer famously said, Bari Mare Esh of Avdallah, on an incandescent bulb, so we could use an incandescent bulb, and that would solve that problem. Then there are those that say, no, it's just not Dumyu Diner de Migdash, that the Kolba writes, we discussed this I think last week, that the Neros Chanukah have to be similar to the Ner of the Migdash. I mentioned last week in Ashir, that does it really have to be exactly similar to the Ner of the Migdash? What about congealed oil? They probably did not have congealed oil in the Migdash, and yet many of the Chanukah sets that they sell do have congealed oil. So does it have to be mamish exactly? So clearly it doesn't have to be exactly, although someone sent me an email that Rav Nissim Karel Zichron Levracha held that the congealed oil is no good, against all the poskim that we quoted last week, that it's perfectly fine, even the Chachila. Again, the Ramah says that even wax candles are perfectly fine, even the Chachila, so it's really hard sell to say that congealed oil is not fine, the Chachila, but it doesn't, clearly doesn't have to be exactly the way it is in the Migdash, but maybe this is so far off from the narrow standard of the Migdash to use an electrical menorah, so that's why typically we shy away from it. Then the third possibility is to have somebody light for you b'shlichus, meaning if you hold that you're allowed to light in the lobby, that you say you hold like Rabbi Willig, you hold like the Brisker Rav, that you're allowed to light in the lobby, so good, so ask a friend of yours who's lighting anyway to light in the lobby. You know, I remember when I was in yeshiva as a Talmud, so as a Talmud of Rav Shechter used to tell us all, don't light in the lobby, it's a bracha levatala, go home, you have to go home every night of Chanukah. So my parents live in Lawrence, for me to go home every single night would have been a big schlep. It would mean no night seder throughout Chanukah. It would have been a very, very big schlep. And the real most loyal Talmidim listened, and they did it. They went home every night of Chanukah. Eschata'ay ani maskei ayom, I did not go home every night of Chanukah, but I didn't want to risk the bracha levatala. So I would light my own menorah in the lobby, and I would answer amen to the bracha of the fellow standing next to me. So the fellow standing next to me is lighting his menorah, so he said it loud enough, I would just answer amen to the bracha. So if you hold, you could be yotzei by lighting in the lobby, so you could also send the shliach. There's no doubt that shlichus works for Neros Chanukah. It's fascinating. The Ran says that the mitzvos that can be done al yidei shliach should be said with an al and not with a lid. And he therefore has a kasha. The Ran writes in Masech Shabbos, why is it leha the Gner Shal Chanukah? Kuli al melo pligi, that it can be done through a shliach. So the Ran has this unusual chiddush where the Ran says, yeah, it could be done through a shliach, but you have to own the oil. So since it has to be your oil, that's why we do lid. That's why we say, because it has to be yours in a certain sense, which is an interesting chiddush on all levels. First of all, that's called that it's not shlichus because you own the oil, and even more importantly, mehechi tesi, that you have to own the oil. There's no pasuk that says lachem by Neros Chanukah. So it's a fascinating run for other reasons. But anyway, those are three possibilities. Number one, be yotzei with the hadlaka that's being done at home. Number two, be yotzei with an electric menorah in the room if you have an incandescent battery-powered bulb. And number three, to have somebody light b'shlichus. So we asked the three poskim of our yeshiva. Rabbi Kalinsky told me that he asked Rabbi Shechter and Rabbi Willig, and Rabbi Sabalevsky put a shir online. I shouldn't say the three, but three of the poskim in our yeshiva. There are many, many poskim in our yeshiva. Rabbi Sablovsky has a shir on Yom Torah about this topic. And not surprisingly, we have three approaches lahalacha, what to do. Rabbi Shechter's approach was, you could have somebody light in the lobby for you. Okay, you don't lose anything. He's not going to, you know, as long as he doesn't say an extra bracha for you or anything, he's going to say his own bracha anyhow, just light an extra candle. That's fine. It's just Rabbi Shechter holds Meikar Adin, you're not really yotzei anything that way. And therefore, Rabbi Shechter thought that it's best, in addition to have someone light in the lobby for you, which doesn't really accomplish anything, to light an electric incandescent bulb, battery-powered bulb, in your dorm room without a bracha. Why without a bracha? Because it's still not Dumyu Diner D'Migdash. We're not 100% sure that electric lights work, but that's your best chance. Your best chance at the mitzvah is by having an electric bulb. Why not have your parents light at home? Because that doesn't work, according to Rav Shechter. So those two options don't work. Only the electric bulb option really is most likely to work. So you cover your bases. Your parents parents will light at home, but you're not really Yotze. Someone will light for you in the lobby, you're not really Yotze. And then you have the electric bulb that you light in your room, and there's a good chance that you're going to be Yotze, but not a good enough chance to risk a bracha on it. Rav Willig Shlita, Rabbi Kalinsky told me, held no electric lights whatsoever. That if you light an electric light, that is problematic, because Rabbi Willig, first of all, this is Lishita. So Rabbi Willig holds, you are Yotze in the lobby. So just have somebody else light for you in the lobby, and that's the real mitzvah. Furthermore, Rabbi Willig is a very traditional-minded posek, and anything that smacks of hischadshus and new ways of doing things, and things that are not the traditional way of doing things, he always is very cautious about. So, lighting an electric menorah, that's not what Shomrei Torah mitzvahs do. So he thought you should not light an electric bulb and only rely on the fellow that's in the lobby. I don't know why not just to rely on your parents at home. But that's what Rabbi Willig suggested, and Rabbi Sabalovsky, in the shir that he gave on Why You Torah that you can all listen to, suggested that really your kiyum mitzvah is with your parents lighting. He thought Meikra Adin, like the Sfardi poskim, that you yotze in your parents lighting, so long as you're not still being you're not independent, you are still being supported by your parents. And you're not married. Once you get married, Salken Yazu Visha Savivesimo, you no longer a member of the household. So then you could light in you'd be Yotze in your parents' home and zoom in to answer Amen to the Bracha. Okay? And with that, everyone should have a wonderful day and a Freilich and Chanukah.